On February 15th, 1997, a blue Chevy Suburban was driving through Wilmington, Ohio. The vehicle was quickly noted by pedestrians for driving slowly and erratically, and eventually it became noticed by police officers. A state trooper, who began following the vehicle, quickly noticed that the license plate tabs had expired, and a quick check through the system revealed that the vehicle was not legally registered. This state trooper then began flashing his lights and signaled for the SUV to pull over to the side of the road. After a moment, the driver of the SUV seemed to notice and pulled over to the right-hand side of the road.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh,
can you drive license, please, sir?
And the...
Okay, got any kind of ID with you?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, do you own the vehicle?
No, sir. This is a borrowed from a friend that's in Washington State. I'm from Washington.
Got any registration with you?
Yes, sir, I do.
You don't have any ID with you at all?
No, sir, I don't. I got it at the home.
Why don't you step back here? Do you have any ID with you, sir?
No,
nothing at all.
No,
so what you're telling me is, well, you're allowed to be a brother. But what you're telling me is if you got no ID whatsoever in this vehicle.
No.
Okay, well, let me explain something to you. If you have misfortune being run over by a semi, and you're both killed, you got any suggestions how I'm supposed to contact the next kin to come and claim your dead body?
It quickly became evident that the driver of this vehicle, who did not immediately identify himself, did not seem to have a valid driver's license, at least not with him. He also seemed to be less than enthusiastic about cooperating with the police officers that had pulled him over, but was willing to speak to them for several minutes. He stepped out of the car and walked back towards the police cruiser, which was parked behind him. Meanwhile, his passenger, another white male in his early 20s, sat quietly and patiently in the passenger seat. This is merely an abridged version of the conversation held between the driver and the police officer, in which the driver insists that he does not want to be physically searched, and he did not want his property to be messed with in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, I was going to say, because they're telling me that those plates have been
written.
Guns, knives, clubs, stuff like that on you, sir?
I don't want you going and searching through all my stuff.
I'm not searching through your stuff,
no,
sir. I'm going to put you in my car.
Well, that's just fine. But
now, do you have any guns, knives, clubs, or stuff like that on you? Very good.
Listen, sir, I don't want no problems.
I'm not going to give you any problems, sir.
I don't.
You're going in my car, and I'm not violating you, sir.
I still violate.
Well, you're going to sit in my car while we run these checks, sir. I'm going to see if you have any.
And all that. I don't have anything on me.
Then that's fine, sir. I'm going to satisfy myself with that.
Sir,
if you don't have anything on you, you got nothing to worry about, right?
No, but I don't want to be violated like this.
All right, sir. Then I'll arrest you for not having a driver's license, and then I'll search you, and then I'll put you in jail. Now, how do you want to play it? You tell me.
I don't want any problems.
Well, I'm not trying to make problems, sir. I understand that, sir. Now we have two options. You can sit here in the car while I run the check, and if you sit in my car, I'm going to search your person to make sure you don't have any dangerous deadly weapon. Or I can arrest you for not having a driver's license, then I can search you, then I can put you in jail. Now, the choice is yours.
What are the options, sir?
Well, those are the options we have, sir. Now, which would you like to exercise?
I've never been in a situation like this. I just don't want any hard problems.
I'm not making problems, sir. Those are our options. You don't have a driver's license on you.
Excuse me?
You don't have a driver's license on you, is that correct?
No, sir.
Okay. That's a violation of law in this state. Now, I'm going to put you in here and try to run some checks and decide if you have a valid driver's license. But to put you in my car, I'm going to search you for dangerous or deadly weapon. If you don't want to do that, then I will arrest you for not giving me the driver's license. You will go to jail, you will be searched, you will be incarcerated, and you will have to post a bond before you're released. Now, the choice is yours. How do you want to play the game?
This conversation would play out over around 5 minutes, with the driver seeming to keep a relatively cool head. The passenger in the SUV had not seemed to stir much, but police officers at the scene would later note that both seemed to be rather twitchy, as if they were hoping to avoid any police interference, thus making them more likely to be interfered with by police. When it became clear that the driver and the passenger were not going to be able to drive away unscathed, things took a turn for the worse. The driver of the SUV, who was still outside of the vehicle, speaking to police, broke from the officers and made a dash back to the driver's seat of the SUV. Two police officers followed him and struggled to subdue him before he could get back into the vehicle. At which point, the passenger, who had been sitting there quietly the entire time, jumped out of the vehicle with a handgun aimed at the police officers.
I don't want no shit! Fuck him! Go! Freeze!
For a split second, one of these police officers was just feet away from the passenger. Both had the other in their sights, and would each pull the trigger of their handgun multiple times. Thankfully, though, no one was hurt in this shooting. But in the confusion of these mere seconds, the driver of the SUV had been able to jump back into the driver's seat of the vehicle, despite a police officer trying to physically stop him, at one point even leveling a pistol at him. The driver was able to speed away from the scene as his passenger, who had produced a handgun just moments earlier and fired it at police officers, ran off into a nearby patch of forest. As I stated, this incident played out over around 5 minutes. Police had been unable to identify either the driver or the passenger at the scene, but their identities would soon become public knowledge. You see, the audio you heard was recorded from the police cruiser, which had been recording the entire incident through a dash cam. This shocking footage was highlighted on national news broadcasts, and soon enough, police learned the identity of these two individuals. They were Chevy and Shane Kehoe, brothers that had grown up in a sheltered community in northeastern Washington state. There, they had been brought up in a culture that promoted a white supremacist ideology, and now, as the two entered the prime of their lives, they were ready to carry out the crusade that their family had prepared them for. Unknown to the rest of the world, these brothers had already committed themselves to a life of crime, and were well on their way to cementing their place in the dark annals of American history. This is the story of the Kehoe brothers.
This defendant murdered another human being.
You don't know kind. You're evil.
Not guilty.
I hope that this matter can be resolved. Resolved.
This has been a brief preview for my new podcast, Resolved, which is available now on Patreon. If you would like to hear the rest of the episode, consider heading to patreon.com/unresolvedpod, where you could become a patron and help support this show. All patrons get access to my backlog of bonus mini-episodes, as well as commercial-free episodes of other podcasts from Unresolved Productions, including Unresolved and Hoax. New episodes of Resolved will be made available on the 15th of every month, so stay tuned and make sure to check it out if you're interested. Once again, you could find more information at patreon.com/unresolvedpod. Thanks for listening, everybody. Cheers.